Track 7, Alternative Ways to Connect with Nature. The Pleasure Boat Inn at Hickling is far from an average pub, says Norfolk Wildlife Trust Ambassador Nick Aitchison.
Not long ago, I attended an event for Norfolk Wildlife Trust supporters at the Pleasure Boat Inn. This handsome pub in the charming village of Hickling is flanked by a forest of alder trees and by a forest of masts on the dinghies moored at the Staithe. At its front, the Pleasure Boat Inn looks on to the reedy shore of Hickling Broad, largest of all the Broadland water bodies. The friendly staff here serve delicious food and local brews, but this is far from an average pub. For in 2023, the pub, its outbuildings and moorings were purchased by NWT. What on earth, you might ask, would a wildlife conservation charity want with a pub? To answer that, we must look back more than 100 years. In 1900, the Honourable Edwin Montagu, a student of natural sciences at Cambridge, visited Hickling Broad and was shown its abundant bird life by Jim Vincent, son of a local gamekeeper. In 1908, he visited again, bringing Lord Lucas, a member of Asquith's government. The following year, they were joined by the Foreign Secretary, Sir Edward Grey. They resolved to lease the Whiteley Estate as a wildfowl shoot, with Jim Vincent, whose knowledge greatly impressed them, as keeper. Vincent's role was not merely to manage the shoot. He was also tasked with protecting the estate's wildlife. Montagu's harrier was then an extremely rare British bird, as it remains today. And the shooting syndicate was proud of the pair, which bred near Whiteley Lodge in 1910. Likewise, Vincent kept watch over the marsh harriers, nationally extinct as a breeding bird at the time, which hunted over the reed at Hickling, hopeful that they too would settle to breed. As in time they did. In 1900, a bittern had boomed at Hickling, the sole male known in the country at the time. Bitterns boomed again in subsequent years, but no nesting was proven until July 1911, when Jim Vincent, accompanied by pioneering wildlife photographer Emma Turner, a redoubtable woman who lived for a time on a Hickling houseboat, found a chick. In 1927, Lord Desborough purchased the Whiteley Estate. Soon afterwards, he commissioned Hickling artist Roland Green to paint a series of friezes for Whiteley Lodge, representing the bird life of the Broad and marshes. Then in 1944, he approached Christopher Cadbury, a generous benefactor of conservation and a regular visitor to Whiteley, offering to sell him the estate. But Lord Desborough died in January 1945 before the sale could be concluded. Burdened, Lady Gage was obliged to double the sale price. Unable to meet this new price alone, but anxious to secure the estate for conservation, Cadbury discussed the sale with the trustees of Norfolk Naturalists Trust. After due deliberation, they decided to fundraise to buy the Whiteley Estate. Funds for the initial purchase came quickly, but the running of the estate proved ruinously costly. In 1946, a second appeal was launched in conjunction with the National Trust, which secured the future of both the Whiteley and Horsey estates. Conservationist Peter Scott wrote in the Times in support of the appeal, "How many people can trace an early interest in ornithology to the boom of the bittern across Hickling Broad? How many have hunted for the caterpillars of the swallowtail butterfly on the banks of the Candle Dyke?" Thus far, despite their earnest work to protect rare habitats and species, the Whiteley Estate at Hickling had been a playground for only the wealthiest and most influential in society. But under the care of the Norfolk Naturalist Trusts, now NWT, the reserve began to open to the interested public. The year 1970 saw the launch of the Hickling Water Trail by birdwatcher and author James Fisher. And in 1991, Hickling Broad Visitor Centre was opened by Desmond Morris and Sarah Kennedy. Hickling today is greatly loved by thousands of NWT members and supporters from both Norfolk and further afield. It is perhaps the finest place in the country for seeing early summer swallowtail butterflies. For decades, it was almost the only place in Britain where common cranes could be seen, and countless other species, hobbies, hen harriers, bitterns, otters, variable damselflies and more may be enjoyed here. In 2016, the opportunity arose for NWT to purchase almost the whole of Hickling Broad and its shoreline. Thanks to the tremendous generosity of our members, supporters and partner organisations, we secured one of Lowland Britain's most important wetlands for conservation and for Norfolk's people. People, you lie at the heart of conservation. Without Norfolk people on our side, our work would be impossible. Everything we have achieved is thanks to you. However, since Edwin Montagu first visited Hickling, the UK landscape has been ravaged. Our wildlife is in crisis. As always, the solution lies in people. To effect meaningful legislation for the environment, to recreate and reconnect habitat across the landscape, to bring about nature's wholesale recovery, we need an army of people on our side. Discovering wildlife, taking nature into their hearts and clamouring for its protection. We need everyone in society acting for our wildlife. So we have bought a pub. The Pleasure Boat Inn will help us reach people who might never have realised they cared about nature. While always operating as a pub, in time it will become a hub for events, interpretation and education. Our pub will help us conquer hearts for wildlife, help us recruit volunteers, supporters and signatures for our campaigns. After more than a century of conservation, Hickling is still a place of daring innovation. It is still a place where nature's wonder brings about change for good.